Healthcare has been on my mind a lot lately. I blame social media. Over the past couple of years, I've watched my Facebook feed make a small shift from wedding celebrations and new babies to journals of doctor visits, treatment, victories, and losses. However, within these posts lie the very real fact that despite so many recent healthcare advances, treatment is still divided amongst those that have and those that have not. Take, for example, the recent experiences of two of my acquaintances, Patricia and Amy, both of whom were diagnosed with breast cancer. On paper, Patricia and Amy seem to have a lot in common. Both are single mothers, very active in their faith community, and overwhelmingly positive. However, their experiences have been vastly different. Amy had just begun a new job when she learned she had breast cancer 6 months ago. Fortunately, she had health insurance and an employer who was willing to work around her treatment schedules. She began treatment quickly, opting for chemotherapy, medicine, and a partial mastectomy. When her hair fell out, insurance paid for a portion of a wig, specially made for women recovering from cancer. She was optimistic throughout her treatment, cheered by the support of her friends and family. They held parties to raise funds for her treatment costs, posted messages of support on her Facebook page. And I'm glad to say she rang the bell a couple of weeks ago, signaling the end of her treatment after just a few months. Patricia's story, on the other hand, is not so cheerful. A former federal employee, Patricia's career was sidelined by health problems. Unable to work, she was on Medicaid when a mammogram revealed a lump in her breast 2 years ago. The cancer was aggressive, but she was ready to fight. She received chemotherapy with few hiccups, but her mastectomies were delayed for months due to lack of funding. When she finally received surgery, there was no reconstruction. That just wasn't in the state's budget. Nor was there money for a wig when her hair fell out. Patricia endured this all with an air of gratitude, just happy she could be there for her young children, a son and a daughter, who had to grow up quickly due to their mother's illness. Although she didn't have money, she had a web of support composed of friends and family, church members, and her caregiving community, all of whom worked to help her family maintain some normalcy. Then, last fall, she learned the cancer had spread to her brain. The doctor gave her 6 months to live, but she was determined to beat the disease, undergoing treatment as soon as she could. Even at the end, she continued to fight, trying to stay as long as possible. Patricia died on May 7th at just 36 years old, leaving her children motherless and in the care of a family friend. The state may have saved money by delaying her care, but in the end, the cost was far too high. Eager to save the tax cut passed last year, Oklahoma's leaders are looking to cut services to the poor so they can fill the state's budget deficit. However, in my view, the tax cut is just not worth the extraordinary human cost when it is built by denying health care to people like Patricia. For Gen X, I'm Jennifer Dennis-Smith.